This recording, Venezuela 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much neater for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Zara an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Zara was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sara was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sara had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sara confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought that it was a first price for a cure. Well, I was born in a very beautiful, small, rich oil country, small in terms of people. It's only 25 million people now, and rich because it has oil, named Venezuela. And when I was little, there were not that many people. It was a very organized, clean, and gorgeous country. It's still gorgeous, but it has been through a lot of trouble in the past 10 years. We have the highest cable car in the world. We have the tallest waterfalls in the world, beautiful beaches, and lots of riches. And hopefully that beautiful country will go back to the way it used to be very soon. I hope that you will go there sometime. I was taught the little words when I was a girl in kindergarten, like pollito, chicken, gallina, hen. Lapis, pencil, pluma, pen. Okay? So, but I mean, a structure, we have to take English in high school. And I always loved it because I loved the songs in the radio. I was a big radio fan. And I loved it. And I wanted to learn what the words of the song said. So I always liked the sound of English. And I always did very well in English in high school. It was very basic. It's just the grammar rules and stuff, nothing. You don't have to really talk. But I was always eager, you know, to show off that I had a good accent. And I remember, I mean, there I was considered to have a good accent. Probably not here. My teacher in my last year in high school, we take that for 5 years. She said, "Oh, well, congratulations, you have a great accent." And I was so proud. Later, I mean, during university there, we don't have to take languages. So it was a void of 10 years. And then I started preparing to come here to graduate school. And I started getting grammar classes to take the test of English as a foreign language. But we don't have to speak. So it was just grammar. When I got here, I thought I spoke English. And then I couldn't talk for 3 months.
Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga a nosotros tu reino. Hágase tu voluntad así en la tierra como en el cielo. El pan nuestro de cada día, danos hoy, y perdona nuestras ofensas, así como nosotros también perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en la tentación, y líbranos de todo mal. Amén.